Welcome back to Missouri Legislative Update. We are in the Bingham Gallery in the Senate and talking with the Senate President Pro Tem, Tom Dempsey, who serves St. Charles as well. We are, as we tape this, concluding the third week of the legislative session. We started committee hearings this week. Safe to say that most of the priority bills are those with the lower numbers, and those we're seeing right now in committee probably will another week, and then start seeing some floor debate on those?
I think for the most part, yes. I think we encourage members to get their bills filed early, at least on the Republican caucus side. We talk in November, and then we kind of follow up in December to make sure they're getting those bills pre-filed. And sent the first 50 committee. I'm going to send another 100 today. And so there'll be a few more priorities that'll be sent to committee. And then, yeah, I think we'll have work on the floor as early as next week.
You had talked earlier, especially the first day of session in a press conference, that the first bill you hope to see is Senate Bill 12, which is an omnibus agriculture bill. Looks like that might be the first one that's talked about on the floor.
Yeah, that's work that I guess is left over from last year. It was several parts of it are from an omnibus agricultural bill that was vetoed and then fell short on an override. So there was a very controversial provision related to deer breeding, and they're now, I guess, overseen by conservation, and there was an attempt to move that to agriculture. And that part has been stripped out of the bill, and so I think the other parts of which everybody's familiar with from debate last year will be able to come to the floor, and hopefully we'll be able to move it very quickly.
That's a bill, as you say, left over, and that tends to be the case sometimes from year to year. There are a lot of legislation that resembles that of a previous year. With, again, the passage that was given to this bill, it fell a vote short in the House on a veto. Do you anticipate this to be a relatively easy bill to get through?
I think so. I've encouraged the chairman of the committee to do the best he can to keep it to the issues from last year. And I'm hearing there are, a couple of subtle changes, and and anytime you change the bill, then you've potentially added controversy. So I'm leaving it to the good work of the chairman of the committee to bring me a good bill, so I hope we'll get it done quick.
Municipal court reform, another one that's probably, I don't want to say fast track, but is one of those bills that probably will see earlier debate than later.
Yeah, municipal court reform, there was, I think, a study came out in August from an organization, a not-for-profit in St. Louis. I worked on the Max Creek Law in 2013, the latest revision bringing down the percentage of court fines that a city could collect. And there's just still a lot of abuse, and so we're going to work to curb abuse and focus on the fact that the fines and that type of law enforcement is there for enforcement and curbing behavior, not to build your city budget on.
And that's the Max Creek Law, obviously named for the city of Max Creek, which was universally known for traffic tickets. Forestell was the same way. It was a city in Franklin County, Gerald, that used to do the same thing. Why the need for the change now? Is it just the percentage that's changed, needs to be changed in the law?
Well, one of the things that's become apparent is if you don't add any teeth to the law, then really what have you done to curb the behavior? Second, it's become evident after the experience in Ferguson that there are a number of North County communities that, as they've lost population, as they've lost some of their business sector and become more bedroom communities, they've turned to kind of this area of revenue collection to really support their city services.
The governor gave his annual budget address as we taped this last night. Anything from that speech that you take away and say, I'm for it?
Well, I think we've been talking, and the student transfer issue, which we were able to put a bill on his desk last year and he vetoed. We didn't have the support to override it. We've been talking about that issue and I think we can come together on something there. He voiced his support for the municipal court reform efforts. That's an area where we're already working. I think he also talked about his support for repairs and maintenance and taking care of state facilities. We worked on a bonding plan last year. So, you know, he's kind of echoed his support for ideas that we've been pursuing or priorities that we have this year. And so I'm encouraged that, you know, that as we move these issues forward, if there's a sticky point in one or two of those bills, that we can come together in March and April instead of finding out what his problems are in June when the bill's sitting on his desk and we can do nothing about it.
The budget for the current fiscal year, right at, I believe, $26 billion, and that's the proposal from, again, the executive branch, right around the same amount with a fairly small increase after a year where we saw, I believe, a $2 billion increase. Is this more in line with where we should be in terms of spending, in terms of not adding a lot of funding in from one year to the next?
Well, it's a very conservative revenue estimate that we have. We were able, unlike last year, this year the our budget folks, the House and the governor all agree on the revenue estimate. And, you know, we're very conservative here in the state of Missouri. We budget that way. And I think, you know, we'll be able to add funding to core services. And we're going to continue to look at, you know, reforms in social services. We've got a welfare reform bill we're working on, and in healthcare with Medicaid reform effort that we'll have this year.
Is Medicaid reform doable in terms of can the system be reformed, whether there's an expansion effort made or not? Can the reform be made where it works?
Absolutely. You know, there in the same way that businesses use technology to create efficiencies, we have that same ability in state government. We're just organizational chart-wise not set up to operate like a business, so it's typically changes slower and harder. But there's some great concepts that other states are adopting, of which, you know, we can look to some of their experiences and also things that are happening in the state and do a better job providing access to care and quality of care and addressing affordability with existing resources.
I know you're the pro tem, and that means that you oversee everybody in the Senate, and every issue that comes to the floor is important. Is there one issue or one bill that you really hope comes to fruition by the time we get to May 15th?
Well, being from St. Charles County, you know, I've got a couple of constituency groups. You know, I've got the 185,000 people I represent, and then the 34 that I work with and work for in the Senate. And the student transfer issue is a very important issue for our region. Access to a quality education for every child in the state of Missouri is a priority of mine, and I think that we are making good progress on the bill this year, and it's Senate Bill 1 and offered by Senator David Pierce, and that's something I would like to get taken care of. But it's hard to just talk about one priority, because I think we as a state need to do more if we're to be, you know, competitive nationally.
These are some of the issues that not only the 34 people in this body, but the 163 in the House deal with between now and May 15th. Seems like a long time from now, but legislatively speaking, it's really not. We'll come back. We'll be in the Senate chamber with the Senate Minority Floor Leader, Joseph Kevany from St. Louis, coming up on Missouri Legislative Update.